Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
Let's see what's the haps, everybody here on the show. What's the haps? Hey!
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, I'm coming to you first. What's going on?
Okay, so I got majorly played by my kids. I know that my daughter was the ringleader, but my husband and I ended up having to go over to my dad super late to help him with some stuff. So we had to leave the kids home alone around bedtime. And so my husband said to her, once the clock strikes this, you and Stevenson go to bed. Well, right around that time, my cell phone rings and it's my daughter. And she's like, you know what, Mom? We would really love to pray with y'all when you get home. And I'm like, oh, well, it's going to be a little bit before we get home. But she's like, well, can we wait up so that we can pray with you? And I was like, sure, this is the sweetest thing ever. Absolutely. Just turn on the TV, wait for us. We'll be home in like an hour and we'll all pray. And then I get home and we pray and everything was so sweet. And then the next morning, Stevenson, he rats on her. He's like, yeah, it was Tashira's idea. We stay up. And if we ask y'all to pray, we get to watch TV longer.
Dang.
I mean, she played me like a fiddle because I even turned to Ben at my dad's and was like, look how sweet our precious daughter is. She wants us to stay up and wait to pray.
Well, so, yeah. You learned a lesson.
And
nobody got hurt.
No, and we all prayed together as a family.
There you go. Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
What's the haps with you?
I was reading this story about this grandma who... she just turned 94 for Thanksgiving, and for her birthday, her daughter brought her an Alexa, Amazon Alexa.
Yeah.
So here, this is the 94-year-old grandmother talking to Alexa.
Hello. You have to say her name, and that wakes her up.
K-A-T-H-O, Catherine.
No, her name. Her name is Alexa.
Oh, my name is Alexa.
No, her name is Alexa.
Hello.
That's going to be us one day. You know that, right?
Oh, for sure. Oh,
whatever
great.
The hovercraft, you know, a hologram type thing that we're dealing with when we're older, that's going to be us on somebody's dopey podcast when they're making fun of us. But I thought that was funny. I wanted to bring that in this morning. That's what's the haps with me. Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
Lunchbox.
Well, I had a dog sitter recently that stays at my house, watches my dog when I'm out of town, and I go to my Amazon when I get home. And it appears the dog sitter has ordered a movie on Amazon, on my account. And so my question is, do I confront the dog sitter and make him pay for that? Or is that just kind of like, well, I'm out of luck because he was watching my dog.
Well, is he staying at your house?
He was staying at my house.
Do you pay him for watching the dog?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know him more than just as your dog sitter?
Yeah.
Oh, then it's not an issue. If it's like a friend and they're staying at your house, they get to watch movies and eat your food.
Oh, wow. They get to just buy whatever movies they want?
That's not. It's one movie, Amy. Pump the brakes.
Okay.
They don't get to go on supermarket sweep, shop, and spray movies.
Eat all your
food. But if it is somebody you know in your life and they're staying at your house, how much are you paying them?
I pay them $25 a day.
Oh,
they should order like
deal.
10 movies.
Yeah. They should be covering food,
dang,
water.
Dang, cheapskate. Won't you pay somebody something?
A day?
That's what you pay somebody to walk your dog for an hour.
No, you're lucky
to have him. That's not normal.
I would send him free movies in the mail. Just
it's
be like,
not
here.
Like he has to stay there the entire time.
Wow. Dang.
It's not like he feeds the dog and goes to sleep at my house. It's not
he
that hard.
He sleeps at your house with the dogs? Wow. I would say.
Have you researched like what dog sitters really cost?
No.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm saying.
No. Yeah, you better not.
No, because I can take them to a boarding place for the same price.
No,
yes, it is.
No.
I've done it.
I don't even know what place would just charge $25
okay.
a day.
I would say since you know them and they are really doing you a favor, let them get all the movies they want.
Because
you don't want to put your dog somewhere. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah. I would keep that relationship strong.
No.
Because like that sounds shady. If you could find me a place where you can drop your dog off for $25 a day,
okay. And the dog will also be there the next day.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can drop it off many places for $25, but it's got to be there.
Yeah.
Not a big deal, especially if you know him and it's a friend doing you a solid. Everybody agree with that?
Yes.
All right. Hey.
What's the haps?
Eddie?
We got our Christmas tree last night, and I feel like I lost a battle because I felt like this was the year that we were finally going to get a fake tree, But nope, the family wanted a real tree again. And I'm just trying to slowly get into buying a fake tree. But I don't know. They're not feeling it and they want a real tree. So we did that last night, put it up. It looks great. Wow. House smells great. I'm just looking forward to that fake tree where I can just get it out of the attic and put it up and it's easy.
Ooh, some people leave their fake trees just all put together and then they throw it in a closet.
That's funny too.
That's what I'm talking about.
They pull it back out and it's all ready to go.
I did see a story too about a $15 million Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh. Mm.
The world's most expensive Christmas tree, $15 million in jewels. Mm. The Christmas, the visitors of the Kempinski Hotel in Spain.
Oh.
I mean, imagine all of the security that has to be around this tree. Because if there were just even $1 million laying on the ground and you could look at it, it'd be covered with armed guards, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This Christmas tree is covered in jewelry from Bulgari, Cartier, Van Cleef. I don't even know how to say a lot of these places. And also chocolate peacocks, feathers, ostrich eggs, and bottles of perfume. Eddie, that's what you need.
No. I'm happy with my little real tree.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. That's What's the Haps. Hey!
What's the Haps?
All right. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us here as we get started on Monday's show.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Yes, several people have died and dozens of people are injured with severe burns after a volcano erupted off the coast of New Zealand. Terrifying videos online. It shows it exploding in front of a tour boat. In other news, a woman said she was stung by a scorpion on a United Airlines flight, which fell out of her pant leg when she went to the restroom on a flight from San Francisco to Atlanta. Authorities are investigating the situation. And finally, in sports, in the college football playoff, they just announced LSU is going to play Oklahoma and Ohio State is going to play Clemson. Back to you, Bones.
All right, that's the news. Coming up, our friend, artist, songwriter Adam Hambrick talks about Frozen 2. He took his daughter, and it was a little different than what he expected. And I'll tell you what, celebrity spends $3 million every year on their bodyguards. Those stories are coming up.
Bobby Bones.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Adam Hambrick.
So my buddy Adam Hambrick's going to talk with us. Before we put him on, I do want to introduce you to some of his work. You may know this song here called Rockin' All Night Long. Some songs he wrote, Dan and Shay's How Not To, which went number one. You may know that song right there. He also wrote Justin Moore's Somebody Else Will.
Somebody else will.
And one of the writers on Lindsay L's new single, I Don't Love You. So, we've heard his background. He's on now. This is Adam Hambrick. Adam, how are you, bud?
Doing good, man. How are you?
We're pretty good. And I was looking at your, by the way, Adam's funny on Twitter, and you can follow Adam. It's just Adam Hambrick on Twitter. But I want to read his tweet because I haven't seen Frozen 1 or 2, but okay. He writes this on Twitter. Frozen 2 ain't a kid's movie, y'all. Nothing bad. Just have fun answering your 4-year-old's existential questions on the way home. So what did you mean by this, Adam?
Well, the first movie, it was pretty straightforward. You know, you have your two sisters. One of them's powerful, but she leaves, comes back, and it's kind of like an all-encompassing story. Everybody's involved in the action, and like Frozen 2, like everybody has their own individual like plot lines that all kind of take center stage at some different point, but they all kind of like they deal with like heavy stuff like change and like how hard change is, and there's some dark times in the movie where like you know. Even sweet, whimsical Olaf has a brush with death. Like, I mean, it gets, you know, like, it gets heavy, man. Yeah.
What question did your 4-year-old ask you then as you're driving home to make you go, wow, I didn't really think that would be a question asked to me?
my favorite one was, why did they have to tear down the dam, Daddy? Well, sweetie, there used to be this thing called the Trail of Tears, and you have to watch the movie to understand, but basically, like, they're kind of, like, talking about, like, historical wrongs, you know, and, like, generational wrongs that have happened in the past, and, like, all you can do now is, like, the next right thing, you know, even when it's hard, and sometimes, like, you have to do, like, really hard things to to make amends for past stuff. And that was like, you can't explain that to a 4-year-old, you know?
Yeah, I would stay away from Trail of Tears altogether.
Yeah,
for a
I
bit.
Know, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Adam Hambrick is on talking about Frozen 2. Not a Christmas movie, but you do like it.
I do like it, man. I think there's so much that they did with it that was just interesting, you know, because like we've you know, if you have a kid, you've probably worn out that movie, the first one, and so it was good to just like see you know, new iteration of the story, and the whole movie is just basically the backstory to Frozen 1. So just like any of your favorite bands, it's like you like their first record. The second record comes out, it's almost like they give you a little context, right? They go deeper, and that's what this movie does. So it's cool.
All right, Adam's got a Christmas song out now called What Christmas Means to Me, and we're going to play this right now. And so is this an old song that's a cover, or did you write this?
No, man, this is a Stevie Wonder song. This is one of my all-time favorite Crank It Up Christmas Time songs. I figured I would be better served to do something like this than do the 1 millionth version of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
So. Right. He gives Frozen 2 5 out of 5 snowmen, Olafs. How about that?
I'll give it 4.5 out of 5 snowmen. That's good.
All right, there he is. Adam Hambrick, everybody. We're going to play his new song right now. This is his Christmas song called What Christmas Means to Me here on the Bobby Bones Show. Thanks, Adam.
Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones, come on.
There was a story yesterday that Kylie Jenner spends about $3 million a year for security.
Wow.
She spends a small fortune for 24-hour bodyguards. It's her, and she has a kid named Stormy. But, I mean, she's worth $1 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she spends $3 million a year for... And her Kim Kardashian got... Didn't she get robbed at gunpoint in Paris at some point?
Yes, she got held in her hotel room, was tied up, and left in a bathtub.
Yeah, you know what? If I had $1 billion and that happened to me, I'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
I know it's a big number, but I guess when you have $1 billion and something like that, and you're our target of nutty people, $3 million annually, about $400,000 a month on security.
Wow.
But they're always with her and switching in and out. That's like, you ever see the story about Zuckerberg? And he's got people around him all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you have
because
to.
He's so rich and valuable. There was a story, too, about a teenager in Idaho who had to be rescued by firefighters after she took a dare to squeeze into a high chair at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my gosh.
And then got stuck.
That would happen to one of us.
I'd be like, get this for TikTok.
Yeah. Just squeeze in there for 15 seconds.
The firefighters had to come to the rescue and save the teenage girl stuck in the restaurant high chair. 9:30 p.m. at Chick-fil-A, where she turns 16 next week, was having dinner with friends. They ate their meal and then dared one of them to see whether they could fit in the high chair. And she accepted and was able to get in. And they went to the basketball game. They were dressed as cowboys. And she got in the high chair. And then they tried to pull her out, and she couldn't get through. And they tried to shimmy. She couldn't shimmy out. And they had to basically cut her out of it. At 11 p.m., they finally got her out of the chair.
Ugh. They couldn't grease her up with some peanut oil?
From the fryer?
Right.
Some of the Chick-fil-A sandwich sauce.
That's what they fry their...
Slap it on there.
Stuff in. It's supposed to make it better.
What is?
Chick-fil-A, one of the things that they do differently is they use peanut oil, which is supposed to make it better.
It's supposed to slide you out of chair.
No,
tight situations?
No. It makes the food better.
Oh.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Brett Young is figuring out that he isn't much help in raising his daughter right now.
She's still alive. I'm embarrassed at how little work I not just do, but like can do. The baby needs mama all the time.
Well, that's a weird way to start that. Well, she's still alive. I'd probably say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of being facetious, but that's funny. The baby's 6 weeks old. Yeah, right?
Is that it?
Yeah. All right, what else?
Blake Shelton announced that Gwen Stefani will be on his upcoming album, Fully Loaded God's Country, that's dropping this Friday. It's a duet called Nobody But You.
Is there a clip of that, or do we just need to see how it happens?
Nope. As soon as it drops on Friday, we get it.
What's it called?
Nobody But You.
I'll sing the Blake parts. You sing the Gwen Stefani parts. We'll just imagine how we think the song's going to go.
You got it.
We have no idea. We've never heard this song before. Nobody but you.
Yeah, there's nobody like me.
You are my on the voice counterpart.
I love to work with you every day.
People think I'm not as cute as you.
But you're so cute to me.
But nobody but you.
The boom.
Thank you. There. We think that's what, save that clip. We bet that's what it sounds like when it comes out.
I'm going to download that.
All right.
For sure.
What else, Morgan, number two?
And Jason Aldean returned to headline Las Vegas over the weekend for the first time since Route 91 Festival in 2017. His wife shared a photo on social media of a fan in a wheelchair that was held above the crowd to cheer while wearing a Route 91 shirt and holding an American flag. I'm Morgan number two. That's Your Skinny.
Missed any of today's show or just want to listen again? Check out the Bobby Bones Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
An anonymous couple gifted a server a car after finding out she walked 14 miles round trip to get to work.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the headline is customers give new car to Denny's waitress. Adriana Edwards, who was a waitress at Denny's in Galveston, told the couple she was saving up for a car. And they returned later with keys to a 2011 Nissan Sentra that they bought for her.
Oh my gosh. That's cool.
I know, right? She says, quote, I still feel like I'm dreaming. The couple paid after their meal, left, and then about 3 hours later, that's when they came back with the keys. Now her commute will be cut from 4 hours to less than 30 minutes, and they want to remain anonymous. That's awesome, right?
Love it.
That's
yes.
It. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Topeka, Kansas. A 36-year-old man got arrested because he was driving a stolen car. So he calls from jail, says, hey, brother, I need you to come get me out of jail. So his younger brother goes, steals a car, drives to the jail. When he pulls in the parking lot, they run the license plate. Stolen car, put him in jail too.
Genetic. Everything's genetic. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
We're going to play Amy versus Lunchbox, where I'll ask Lunchbox three trivia questions meant for ladies. Amy, three trivia questions meant for dudes, because that's what we Google. And let's go. Question number one, Lunchbox. What cosmetic company uses the slogan, maybe she's born with it?
Or maybe it's Maybelline.
Correct. Maybelline is the answer. One right. Lunchbox, someone born between now and December 21st would be what astrological sign?
Oh, man.
I'll give you a hint. Do you want a hint?
No, no hint. No hint.
Wow, really?
No, because then if I get it wrong, it gives a hint to Amy. Jeez, this would be a Pisces.
Pisces, incorrect. Amy, someone born between now and December 21st would be what astrological sign?
Well, I'm a Pisces and I'm March, so I know it's not that. I have no, I don't even know other signs other than the Pisces.
I only know two.
Okay, fine, I'll go Aries.
No, that's me. That's April. Yeah. Incorrect.
Oh, I know that I'm that's not right going to get it, you. But is it Capricorn?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
It's Sagittarius.
Oh. Close.
I've never gotten that.
Lunchbox, in the movie Titanic, what color was the necklace that was thrown into the ocean?
I was green.
Incorrect. Amy, what color was the necklace that was thrown into the ocean in Titanic?
Red.
Incorrect.
What? What color was it?
Eddie, do you know?
It was blue, right?
It was blue, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so no point there. Okay, Lunchbox 1, Amy 0. Let's go over to the Amy question.
That's not good.
What?
I didn't steal any. If I don't steal, it's hard for me to win.
Oh, no. Well, why don't you just get the other ones right?
Come on, okay. Amy.
All right. Amy, I'm going to ask you a sports question.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Go.
In what sport does the team win the Stanley Cup?
Hockey.
Correct. Amy, I'm going to ask you a food question.
Okay.
Flank and porterhouses are types of what food?
Steak.
Correct.
That I know.
Wow. Amy, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, and SummerSlam are all events in what?
Wrestling?
Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, and SummerSlam are all events in what?
Wrestling.
Wrestling is correct.
What?
Wow. There it is. There she is. Yeah. And she now takes the lead 5-4. You doubted yourself.
Well, yeah. I mean, because just, you know, the odds.
Would you have known this one? This was the tiebreaker for you. Find new roads is what truck's slogan? Find new roads.
Dodge? No, that's something heftier than
that. Do you know what it would be, Lunchbox? Roads. Find
Ford.
New roads? No. It's Chevy. Chevy, find new roads.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
What grain is moonshine made from? Lunchbox, you know this one too?
No, I don't know anything about grains.
Barley?
Corn.
Corn. Blame it. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey corn. Makes my baby.
Yeah, not moonshine.
But what?
I don't know. Is moonshine like a form of whiskey?
No, though? It's like mountain. It's like
backwoods whiskey.
Kind of, not really, no. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Amy, you win anyway. There she is. There she is. Amy with the big win. There she is.
I can leave you with one other fun whiskey fact.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Bourbon?
What's the bourbon? What's the one that's made in Kentucky?
Bourbon.
Okay.
Okay.
This is
not that fun.
Okay, never mind.
I'm not having that much fun, I'll be honest with you.
I just forgot how to say it. But all whiskey
isn't bourbon, but all bourbon's whiskey.
Yes, that's how you say it.
Thank you, Bones.
All right. I don't even drink whiskey. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's play this here. Bobby Bones Show.
Hey. Bobby Bones. Hey.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right. We always love talking to our friend nurse, Adam Bobo, who comes on, talks to us about a lot of general health stuff. And he's on the phone right now. Here he is. Nurse Bobo's on, everybody. There he is.
Hey.
So it's the holidays, so people may be indulging in extra calories. I was that, and I will be that a bit. Even me, who is pretty dang disciplined, I'm like, you know what? Screw it. And I just eat a little bit more. I do. You know,
yeah,
I'm just admitting to you guys
enjoy
now.
Enjoy life.
I do. Yeah. And so, you know, it's also a great time, I often say, to start a lifestyle change now instead of waiting for the new year, because you kind of get re-motivated when the new year comes. And if you're already a few weeks ahead of it, you get re-motivated again, and then you're like double motivated. So I wanted to bring on Nurse Bobo to talk about some some diet myths for people trying to lose weight. Bobo, here's the thing. Eating breakfast. How important is eating breakfast?
Not important. I don't eat breakfast. That whole kickstart your metabolism thing, your metabolism's going all day regardless. So there's no real truth that eating breakfast adds any value to your life.
So you would say if you feel better, don't eat breakfast.
Correct. Listen to your body is the best thing I can say.
What about coffee? Is coffee good for you?
Coffee is actually across the board with the American population is the highest source of antioxidants consumed in the American diet. It's very rich in antioxidants, and just as far as the majority of Americans drink coffee, so yeah, coffee's great.
What about
some coffees are better than others, but yeah, it's great.
Red wine, speaking of things to drink, what do you think about red wine?
That's borderline. I don't think it's bad in moderation, but you got to be careful. There's a lot of sugar, and I'm kind of against sugar, so I would say it's not terrible. You know, there's a lot of benefit things with red wine, like resveratrol and some other anti-aging antioxidant type things, but it's still really high in sugar, really high in sugar. So I would be cautious on your sugar consumption with the wine.
I didn't think about the sugar. I don't drink wine, but sugar?
Well, there's some wines like Scout and Cellar, I don't know, or Dry Farm wines, Bobo, where...
Dry Farm wines?
Yes,
yeah.
They're like keto, paleo, whatever. There's no added sugar. So I feel like that's the one that
Are you trying to justify for all the wine you drink? She's like, no.
Yeah.
What American wineries do for the most part is they fill it with wine to ferment it and feed the wine. And then after it's eaten all that and basically fermented and made wine, they reinfuse a ton of extra sugar so that we basically enjoy it and we become addicted to it. And that sugar craving makes us drink more wine. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
So red wine, you got to watch it with the sugar in it. That's really the
yeah. Red or white. Yeah.
Okay. Nurse Adam Bobo is on with us right now. Carbs. Are all carbs bad for you?
No, all carbs aren't. I mean, a lot of your vegetables have carbs in them. You know, there's a lot of carbs in. There's carbs in broccoli. There's carbs in sweet potatoes. There's carbs in like bell peppers. And those aren't bad carbs. You know, there's a difference in fast carbs and slow carbs and french fries. And again, things that are simple carbohydrates or sugars are where your problem is. Carbs as a broad blanket are not bad.
What about nighttime eating?
I actually eat the majority of my carbs in my diet at night. Nighttime eating is not a bad thing.
There's a lot of stories say don't eat at 5 a.m.
and then eat. Yeah, well, when you eat at 5 a.m. and then you eat at 10 a.m. and then you eat at 2 p.m. and then you eat at 5 p.m. and then you eat at 10 p.m., that's the problem. And it's like, what can you eat at 10 p.m.? You can order milkshakes. You can get cookout. You can get McDonald's. Like, there's only so many things you can get at 10 p.m., but if you're eating, like, healthy stuff at 9 o'clock at night, it's not awful for you, no. It's just what's usually available at night that you're eating, pizza and things like that.
What do you find is the biggest factor to someone losing weight in a healthy way?
Diet and what you eat. I tell people that live the standard American diet lifestyle, if you cut out all candy and sodas and you just drink water and eat vegetables and clean meats, you 100% will lose weight. I think that's the biggest key is what you're putting into your body. I tell people the simplest thing, because I've tried a lot of different diets just so I know how they work and how they feel. And just eating clean is the best thing you can do. And the easiest way to explain eating clean is eating the outside of the grocery store for the most part. The meats, the vegetables, like up in the aisles is usually where most of your preservative type foods are, and trying to avoid that space. The cereals, the candy bars, the sodas, the just junk that's processed and has a lot of preservatives in it.
All right. And here we go. We're going into all the holidays. We already had Thanksgiving, holiday parties, everybody eating all the cookies, everybody eating all the Christmas.
Hi.
Like, what's the tip? What do we need to remember as this is all happening that we as normal humans can do?
Try not to eat too much, but enjoy yourself. It's tough. The holidays are tough. You know, I think that everybody's going to eat, and I'll never tell anybody like not to enjoy their holidays, because I think that puts a bad light on diets. Everything in moderation is the simple way to put it, though. You know, you want to have a little red wine, have a little red wine, but you don't need to have 2 bottles of red wine just to tolerate your family.
Amy?
You know? little bit of everything.
What?
Have a little bit of the cake. But exercise. Know that, okay, well, if I'm going to eat a little more at Christmas time, I'll do a little bit more exercising during Christmas time. I'll walk, instead of walking 1 mile, I'll walk 2. Like, just do a little bit extra exercise, self-care, if you're going to overindulge more than you normally do eating.
All right, there he has it, at Adam Bobo on Instagram.
Just to piggyback off of that, I would say something that's really helped me, because I used to always have the mentality of like, okay, well, if I'm going to eat this and I don't normally eat it, then it's like I've blown it, so I might as well just eat whatever I want and go a little bit.
I do
bit
that.
Too-
I'm like, ah, screw I know, it. I'm already lost anyway.
No, but Bobby, my tip would be that don't look at it like, oh, well, I've just blown it, so I'm just going to do whatever I want. Like, enjoy whatever it is that you're eating, but you don't have to go crazy with it, because you can have it again one day.
Crazy. I go hard.
No, because that's when you end up going like totally nutso, because you're like, tomorrow I'll be better. Yeah. Who cares? Just enjoy it, and then you won't have to be crazy good the next day because you didn't totally just go nutso. Mm. You got to enjoy it.
When the elevator starts, I go crazy. Okay, at Adam Bobo on Instagram. Adam, they can... Adam, what do we call him? Adam, I call him Bobo.
Bobo,
yeah. They can find out everything they need to know about your Instagram, on your Instagram, right?
Yes, they definitely can.
All right, there he is. Our favorite nurse, mm-hmm. Nurse Bobo. All right, Bobo, we'll talk to you soon, bud.
Here for you. All right, sounds good, dude. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
The Morning Show's official YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Bobby Bones Show, and subscribe today.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show. Hey, let me say this. You know, I was on Instagram Saturday night. I was playing the Grand Ole Opry, and Eddie came up and played with me, and we met in between shows. I did 2 shows. In between shows, I went to dinner with Morgan number 2 and her sister. It was me, Eddie, Morgan number 2 and her sister. And Morgan number 2 was wearing big black glasses like I wear. Why? Because you're getting LASIK?
Yeah, potentially. I have an appointment set up to see if I'm a candidate for it.
Okay, so and you can't wear contacts leading
nope.
up to it?
Nope, not at all.
So she had these big glasses on, and I put on my Instagram story, because we're sitting by each other, date night with big glasses, mm-hmm. of just Morgan number two and I. I would think at this point, people would just know I'm messing with them.
Right.
We weren't really on a date. And even then, I would take a picture of Amy and I and go date night.
Yeah.
Or Eddie and I. But I got so many messages like, finally. Even people that are friends of mine.
Finally.
Yeah. They were like, wow, finally, you guys are... Guys, we were just...
They want you two to get together so bad.
Well, we're not together. And I'm just letting you know, I put that up, not even thinking I was really messing with people that most people would know. But it was just that we had two pair of black glasses on. I put the glasses up. Anyways, on my Instagram story, Mr. Bobby Bones. What, Amy? You're looking at me, judging me.
I am not judging you.
Okay. But then, no, there's not there. There's nothing there.
Yeah. Thank but you, you know when you put that up, that's what a lot of people are going to say. Like, you just know.
But not really. Anyway, Amy, what do you have coming up in your pile of stories?
Well, one of the stories has to do with if you want your house to smell like this fast food restaurant, and pretty much I'm pretty sure it'll make the whole house smell this way. Mm-hmm.
Whataburger.
Oh, I would love that.
In-N-Out.
That's interesting. Which fast food place would you choose?
Of any of them?
Yeah.
Which fast food place would I choose?
Chick-fil-A smells pretty good.
It does smell good.
Oh, my gosh.
What place, though, do I walk in and go, ooh?
Mm.
Like, I do like Popeyes because they use a lot of grease with their chicken. Think about that. Which one do you walk into? Eddie?
Whataburger. 100%.
Lunchbox?
Panda Express.
Oh.
Out of the box
so
idea.
Good.
Okay.
I like
so
it.
So good.
I'm not I into like that it. Smell, but that is a smell I do think that it's so distinct that when you said that, I was like, oh, yeah. That's a good one. Amy?
Chick-fil-A.
What about like a Brahms?
Oh, ice cream place? Of course.
Like you go in.
Oh, yeah, that
Baskin
would be great.
Robbins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I like that. I think we got so attached to meat.
Yeah.
But like a Brahms is
good.
Well,
I said fast food, so.
When I was in California last week again for Idol, I went to that ice cream place where I got the turkey ice cream.
Yeah.
So that was, by the way, don't
no,
hate.
No, it had fried turkey skin.
Yeah, and it was great. Ugh. And I proved it by pulling it up, and it was great. But anyway, they had moved off at Thanksgiving, and they were now on to some of the Christmas. But I had one that was goat cheese and olive.
Oh, stop.
No, that's not ice cream.
It is. It's really good, too. And it sounds terrible, but it was so good.
Like, goat cheese I can handle, yeah. But olives and ice cream. Olives in general, but no.
In Amy's pile, she's going to tell us, coming up, how we can make our house smell like a certain restaurant.
Yes.
We can buy something.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to that. And I do have a big announcement. Eddie and I have two more Raging Idiot shows that we are doing, and it's our final ones of the whole tour. We're announcing them coming up, and they're on the east side of us.
Yes.
Yeah, so. All right, we'll do that. Coming up next.
The Bobby Bones Show. Woo!
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So you can get a burning log that smells like KFC fried chicken.
I know that's meant as a novelty, but like I think that'd be pretty good. I love Kentucky Fried Chicken and the smell of their fried chicken.
So when you walk in your house, that's what you want it to smell like?
I'm okay with it as long as it's not staining it, that smell.
Like right. Forever.
So yeah.
like a musty fried chicken all the time.
If you want it to go away, and it will, mm-hmm. I'm completely down with getting that log from my house. It's just if you try to put it down and it still smells like that for 3 days, that's where the problem comes in.
Mm-hmm. So last year, people must have loved these because they only put them up for sale at KFC.com and they totally sold out. This year, you can get them at Walmart and Walmart.com. So they've obviously made a lot more and more accessible to people, and they're $19.
I don't think I can even put it in my fireplace. Mine's one of those frou-frou ones.
Oh, yeah.
You just go and you push a button. It's like, but we couldn't even get mine to work. Eddie and I... Again, I'm not that manly, and Eddie's just slightly more manly than I am.
Yeah.
We couldn't get it to work, and we're like, what do we do? And then finally, Morgan number two came over and fixed it for us. And she was like, here's what you do, boys, and just got the
fire. She found the switch.
She was like, here, this is the button you push. We're like, duh. What else, Amy?
So what's our policy? Like, if we call in sick, you just trust us like we're sick?
Of course. I would rather you lie that you're calling in sick and stay home than lie that you're not sick and be here.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We can get by without any one of us to do a show. If you're sick, do not be here. However, if you think you might be sick even next week, take a break. take a little break. Why do you ask?
Well, I just saw this article about how Chipotle hires nurses specifically to see if, quote unquote, sick employees aren't just hungover. They want to know if they're legit sick. If they pass the you're legit sick, then you can have your day off, your sick day.
Is that true? Because if you're sick, you have to go prove it to Chipotle?
That's weird.
All right, I'm calling it sick. Well, we're going to need you to come up above the avocado here and take a test. That's weird.
Well, if you want to keep your job, they have nurses on call.
There's got to be something more to that.
Oh, well, I just want to make sure. Yeah. I guess they had a bunch of people that were faking sick, or maybe they're hungover, but they want to know, like, why are you really sick?
Yeah, nobody here, really, I have to keep you guys from coming in. There's a culture set here. If you can show up to work, you show up to work, and if you can't, you shouldn't. The only time, really, that anyone's ever, like, not been truthful is Lunchbox when he comes in from partying in Vegas. He's like, no, man, I got allergies. And it's like, no, you've been in a casino for two nights screaming.
We saw you.
We saw you on your Instagram story.
It's that Vegas air dries out your throat.
Yeah. What else?
So I have the Friends departure date from Netflix. They will officially be gone on Wednesday, January 1st, 2020. Also known as New Year's Day.
I was watching Friends the other day, and they have a thing that pops up on the corner of the screen now that says, like, we're leaving or something. I'm not even sure.
It's like an expiration
date.
And
The Office. When is it leaving? It's all I watch. Yeah. I'm so sad about this. I posted a meme on my Instagram story, and it's a picture of the cast of The Office, and it says, hey, when you finish it, The Office, you should watch this series. And it's them again. Because that's all. I watch The Office over and over. Yeah.
I saw a thing, too, going around on Instagram, so I'm sure you could just Google it if you want to. But if you're wanting to binge Friends right now, since you have until January 1st, and you want to get the Christmas episodes online, they have, like, the exact season and episode from each year that they're celebrating Christmas.
They have that for The Office, too. Mike D, will you look up real quick on The Office and see when it's coming off of Netflix? Because I think our listeners would like to know that, too.
Especially you.
Mostly me. Selfish segment. Oh, so they got another year?
You're good. You have, like, a whole another year till it goes to the peacock.
Perfect. Let me also recommend everybody watch Bear Grylls on Nat Geo. I'm not on until January, but I've been able to catch a couple episodes. Really good. And I know I'm a bit biased, but I think I would have been the opposite bias. I think I was going to go on, this better be really be good for me to promote it.
Right.
But it's on Tuesdays on Nat Geo. And so my show is January 14th. I think it's the Tuesday. Yeah, there it is.
Are we sure about that? January 14th?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's the day that it leaves Netflix and is the day that it's on. No, it's that week. It's that whatever that Tuesday is. Okay. So be sure. Just check out the show anyway. It's fantastic. Yeah. Is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Oh, yeah. So Eddie and I are doing two more shows and then we're done with this entire Raging Idiots tour. It's like a Broadway show mixed with stand-up comedy, mixed with two guys and their guitars. It really is like a variety show. Mm-hmm. So we are going to play on January 17th in Washington, D.C. at the Warner Theater. And we're going to play January 18th at Saturday night at the Sandler Center for Performing Arts in Virginia Beach. So we would love for you to come January 17th and January 18th. Our final two shows.
Yes. That's exciting.
Namaste. Tickets go on sale Friday at RagingIdiots.com. If you're on the B team, you'll get that email. And we'll do a pre-sale on Wednesday. But come out. It's the last shows maybe we're going to do ever. This could be our final shows.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it, you know, on
for real.
Tour. We're going to play a couple festivals, but this could be it. We could be retiring.
You never know.
Never know. Well, we are doing Tampa for Strawberry Festival.
But, Yeah.
But that's a whole festival. You never know.
Yes. It's a different show completely.
So come out. D.C. and Virginia Beach. I would say make the trip. It could be the last show. You never know. That being said, I did mention some ice cream that I had earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I went to this place when I was shooting American Idol called Salt and Straw in California. And I don't know. I'm not a Los Angeles guy, but I knew where the good ice cream places are. And I told you guys I had an ice cream called it's called Olive and Goat Cheese, but here's the official title. Black Olive Brittle and Goat Cheese.
Blech.
And I know, it sounds terrible, and it sounded so terrible that I was like, I gotta try it.
What's the ice cream flavor? Is it like vanilla with all that stuff?
Probably, or like goat cheese.
Blech. Are we talking full olives?
No, you don't eat a full olive.
Now I'm picturing the olives like baked into the brittle, which maybe wouldn't be as bad.
Let me hear. The ice cream is a fun recipe.
Sounds fun.
Using oil-cured olives, they've created a salty candy brittle. This candy's mixed into the delicate ice cream base into a really funky goat cheese that is aged for 3 weeks.
Mm.
Anyway, I know it sounds terrible, but it's good. So there's your update there.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This 5-year-old from Michigan, his name is Michael Clark Jr. He was so excited. It was his adoption day. He was going to be officially adopted into this family, and he wanted to invite his whole kindergarten class to the ceremony. So they all go, they show up, and they're in the courtroom. And here is a clip of the dad being interviewed after the adoption, and it's going to melt your heart.
Love my daddy. Love my daddy so much.
This is just too much. Yeah, it's been amazing, obviously, how supportive they've all been.
I love my daddy too much.
I saw it on the news over the weekend.
His
whole
so
class
good.
Was in there. The kid was back there with the judge, like banging the gavel when the judge was like, all right, it's now official. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good. Reminded me of you, Amy.
I love that.
It did. All right, that it? That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's
go. Transmitting.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now,
here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
All right, coming up, why Lunchbox was in the hospital over the weekend. We will draw for our Christmas gifts, meaning we'll draw the name of the person we're going to buy for inside of Blue Christmas. Yes. We have to get somebody something blue. So all that in the next 20 minutes or so. Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What does a grumpy sheep say at Christmas?
What does a grumpy sheep say at Christmas?
Bah, humbug.
There it is. There it is. All right.
That was the Morning Corny.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
I'd like to give a really big, fat, special thank you to everybody who listened to our St. Jude Radiothon. We did over $2.5 million, and that is just the B team coming through so strong. Like, to be a partner in Hope is such a special thing to us, and we're thankful to everybody who can afford to give $20 a month. It really does make such a difference. So I know we spent 2 days on it, but I just want to come on again and say thanks, and I know you do too.
2 days worth it, yeah. I mean, that's like the least we can do, and it really was so good. Like all the artists and then the stories and everyone just sharing personal things. I mean, St. Jude is doing awesome things, so it's super cool.
So yeah, just thanks, because it's really important to us, and we're very grateful that it's very important to you. So over $2.5 million, a record for us, and also a record just for the for that in general. So, but that being said, Hillary was such a big part of organizing all of it. Utility Hillary. But you had a story about a little girl.
Yeah, we were already gone. I was still here, but the show was gone. And an 11-year-old girl named Blair, she's from Raleigh, North Carolina. She came up to the radio station to donate $100 in person.
Like she brought her own money because she was listening to it on the show.
Wow.
That's so awesome.
She's 11.
She's 11, and her parents are with her, and they told me to personally tell you thank you for being a good role model for her. She's a huge, huge Bobby Bones fan.
Well, maybe we can send her this clip, or we can get her on the show tomorrow. We can talk to her or something.
Okay.
But yeah, she just showed up with $100.
That's so
and
awesome.
And at 11, $100 will buy a house.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
exactly.
me?
No, that to them, they probably think it's like everything.
So just want to take a second and say thank you to everybody who listens. And sometimes you just can't give, and trust me, I get that too. Mm-hmm. But maybe you can next year.
Yeah, which, I mean, the thoughts on that are is if you can't, then you can share the, like, if you're learning the amazing things they're doing, you could share it with people that might be able to give, or you can post about it on social, or say a prayer for the families and the kids that are going through it, or send out thoughts, whatever. Like, that's how you can help, and all that's free.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I just said a quick prayer for you right then.
Thank
you. And it didn't cost me anything.
Thank you. That's so kind.
You're welcome. Hillary, thank you. Great job. You did a great job organizing all of it.
Thank you.
This is before Scuba Steve, our new producer, came in. Hillary was doing like 100 things at once, and she organized it and did fantastic. And I just, to the listeners, I could say thank you all day, but I believe I'm done with the thank yous for now. Hillary, thank you. I did one more. Dang it. I said I was going to do no more.
Thank you.
I knew I was going to do that. I'm so stupid. coming up, let's draw names.
Okay.
In the next segment of who we will be buying our blue Christmas gift for.
Yes.
So we are doing Blue Christmas, which means you have to get someone a gift that's blue. That's it. And you have about a week and a half or so to find this gift. And there are no rules except blue. That's it.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be the color blue.
It can be creative. It doesn't matter. There are no rules. As creative or as least creative. You can bring somebody a blue crayon and be like, Merry Christmas, sucka.
No.
Or you can bring someone a sad puppy because it's blue.
Oh, wow.
A puppy. Gosh.
No alive thing. Let me,
okay, good.
We'll draw next. Sure. Amy, who do you want to draw your name?
You do. You.
Oh.
Of course,
doesn't
Bobby.
Doesn't everybody want Bobby?
Wait, why? Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, because, like...
You get the best gifts.
Yeah. You're not going to give a blue crown. You're going to give, like, JetBlue flights.
Yeah.
This is an unrealistic...
You put us up for in a blue house for a weekend.
Yeah.
Or a Royal Blue Caribbean cruise.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. This is an unrealistic expectation.
Come on, guys.
And this year, I'm going to take that expectation down, and I'm going to do something really turdy. So next year, you won't know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
You can't, yourself won't allow yourself to do something dirty.
You know who we don't want to pick? Lunchbox.
Yes, he will give somebody the blue crown.
Crayon? Yeah, I forget you say crayon. She keeps saying blue crown. I'm like, what is she she says crayon. Fine.
What's blue? Sapphire?
Yeah. Stone? Sapphire.
Yeah, he's going to give us jewels.
Me?
Yeah.
Bag of jewels. Here you go, suckers. All right, we'll do that. We'll draw next here on the show.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bones, we're chopping up the paper right now to see who we get in the gift draft.
Mm-hmm.
So all the names are in a hat. Want to do it now?
Yeah, why not?
Well, this is what happens. We're going to draw a name, and the name we draw is the person we have to buy a gift for.
Right.
Do I want to go first?
Yeah.
Amy, you go first.
What?
I want Bobby.
You see who you're going to draw in the draft.
Okay. Amy, don't draw me.
You're going to buy a gift for whomever you draw.
Lunchbox.
Not be bitter about the draft. Don't draw me. Let's just draw.
And I'm a good gift giver.
You are a great gift giver. My favorite, actually. I hope you draw me.
Let's see.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Scuba Steve.
Okay. Newest to the show gets an 8. And Amy's a great giver.
So, yay, Steve. You got lucky. Right?
Of course. Yeah. Let's do Dierks Bentley Living. We'll come back and draw the rest of them here.
Oh.
What?
Okay, one and done.
One. Like a high school basketball player. Yeah. One to college. Yeah. A good one. All right, back in a second. The Bobby Bones Show. Okay, we have a hat full of names, and if you draw the name, that's the person that you're buying a gift for. Our theme is Blue Christmas. The gift just has to be blue. And in some way, there's not a rule, just blue. So, okay, Lunchbox is up next. Lunchbox, draw your name. You will buy a gift.
All right.
You'll buy a gift for this person.
I was about to be real happy. All right. Mike D. Yay.
All right,
what do you mean? No, hold on. Why did you guys do that fake?
Why didn't I say yay?
We said yay.
Yay.
Eddie's up next. Eddie, right, draw your name.
Here.
This is who you're buying a gift for.
And I'm for sure the brokest.
And
out of everyone here.
By the way, it's only one gift.
Yeah.
Everybody's only getting one gift. It keeps everybody from buying gifts for everyone. Eddie, who are you buying for?
I'm buying for Amy.
Yay! Eddie's good.
Everybody's fake yaying now.
No, yay. No. Eddie, I like it.
Okay, thank you.
Mike, I'll do it.
Yes, come on. This is the moment.
I am buying a gift for someone.
This is the moment.
Come on.
Come on,
pick
man.
Me.
I will be buying for...
Let's do this.
Over to Morgan number 2. I'm going to hold mine for a minute.
Oh my gosh.
Do you see any letters in there?
Mine is Raymundo.
Oh,
did you get him last year too?
Probably. Golly.
Raymundo, I got your name, bro.
Yeah!
Great.
What do you want that's blue?
Oh, I got so many things.
Shopping spree.
Think
let me know.
Yep.
Morgan number 2, who do you have?
I have our phone screener, Abby.
Okay, there you go. Mike D, you want to draw somebody's name?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Here. Mike D will now draw a name. This person will. Mike D will buy a gift for.
Got Morgan number 2.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Good.
So no one has me yet. Okay, Mike D's going to walk into the glass room now. How many do I have? 3?
Yeah. Okay. Raymundo, Hillary.
Raymundo, draw.
All right.
Raymundo's now drawing a name. I'm left still. No one's
4 scared. Left.
Raymundo.
Bobby.
Okay, so.
Oh, y'all got each other.
Got you back, dude.
We're buying gifts for each
yep,
other.
Yep, good for good.
All right. What does that mean, good for good?
We'll both get a legit gift.
Okay, good. All right, go to Abby, our phone screener, Mike D.
Blue Christmas.
I got Eddie.
Okay.
Yay.
All right.
Eddie.
Thanks, Abby.
Go ahead. 2 more. Hillary.
Do you know what you're going to get, Ray?
Whatever he wants. Just whisper in my ear. I'll buy you whatever you want.
I picked myself.
You want to... Well, got a good gift then. Just switch it out. Grab the other one. So, Hillary has...
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox, and then Scuba Steve has Hillary.
Yep.
All right,
that's
there you
how
go.
It works.
Make a list of that, somebody, so we all know. That's right, Mike, right? Yeah. Everybody has their gifts. We'll do that not this Friday.
It's always super
but
fun
next
and
Friday.
Friendly.
It is not, but we're going to try to make it fun and friendly.
It should be.
Yes, because it's Christmas. It's baby Jesus. There shouldn't be anger about baby Jesus.
No. Gifts are just like a bonus.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something blue for Scuba Steve.
Ray, what would you want? Just talk to me for a second. Blue.
We had already said the JetBlue thing. Do they do flights to Vegas or? That's just, top of mind. That's what I'm thinking of right now.
So you want me to get you a JetBlue flight to Vegas? Oh, two. You're putting an S on there.
I mean, I could go out there solo, but I don't know if my chick's going to let that happen.
But I'm saying if I bought you one, then it's just cheaper.
True. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But have you been brainstorming blue things?
It just depended who I was going to get.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. You weren't going to go samesies.
Mm-mm. Mm. Everybody's got a special place in my heart.
Okay.
So.
And if you want to do something that makes national news, give me a blue car.
You think that makes national news?
Absolutely.
Radio host buys producer blue car.
That's not a national news story, you dork.
Right there.
Pretty good.
You guys can call us if you want. We got a couple things coming up, but I'll throw the phone number here. 877-77-BOBBY, because we'll do the 60-second showdown at some point in the next 20 minutes, where I'll give somebody $100 if they can win the trivia contest. I got a few categories here, right? The categories are Disney movies or U.S. trivia or science.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's always easy stuff.
The like, Disney ones are harder sometimes than you think.
Also, in a second, we'll shave Eddie's eyebrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? That's to, today, too? Okay,
and he has
cool.
to go on the street with a sign that says, I'm not an athlete.
Ooh, what a good day.
Yeah, but you lost the bet over a week ago.
Yeah, I know.
And I let
about
you
it.
Get through Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Thank you. No, but I legitimately forgot about it. And I was like, maybe he's just going to make me do the sign and forget the eyebrows.
Do we have the Clippers, Mike?
Oh, you remembered them, Mike?
But, yeah, and how are you going to get it such a skinny line? Is there a
how many lines
attachment?
Three.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you put you Googled it? Did you YouTube it?
It bones. Make it stylish.
Oh, you want me to do a little art?
Yeah.
Oh, this is just in time for our Pimp and Joy family Christmas photo.
Here's the clipper.
I don't hear it.
You don't hear that? All right. Well, we'll do that coming up in a second.
I hear it.
Huh?
He's lying.
You didn't hear it?
Uh-uh.
It was literally on the microphone.
Yeah, it was loud.
Okay, so we'll do that. And then, by the way, I'm going back to my high school on Friday night to watch a basketball game. So I'm going to Mountain Pine. I haven't been to a basketball game in years. But
is there a special game or something?
No, I got a day to go.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm going to go back home on Friday to Mountain Pine High School and watch a basketball
game. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Should be pretty good. Maybe let me play. Maybe
I'll,
they
coach.
Need someone.
Maybe
there.
I'll check in. Shoot a couple threes.
Hurt yourself.
All right, we'll come back. Shave Eddie's eyebrow in just a second. And we'll also put him out on the street with the sign and do the 6-second showdown. All right, next.
Get your bones on. Get your Bobby bones on.
Bobby bones, yo.
Get your bones on.
Let's go.
Bobby bones.
Our video producer, Eddie, lost a bet. It was about kicking a field goal, and so we sent him to the NFL practice facility, and he had two shots to make a 35-yarder you missed.
But, I did.
By the way, you brought the whole bet up. It was all your
idea. Yeah, I was telling a story of me. I wanted to walk on to my college football team when I was in college, and I never did, but I said I was good enough to.
And then you said, I can still make it, and you
couldn't.
And then
I said, I probably could still make
wasn't
it.
Wasn't even close, though.
Not even. Didn't even get off the ground, really.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. That's all right. You now have to pay your debt.
Yeah, how much?
Not money, but you have three shaves in your eyebrow, and then you'll have to go out on the street with a sign that says, I'm not an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do the eyebrow first? You want to do it now, or you want to play a song first?
Mike?
All right.
Oh, make me wait. Love it.
We'll hit the song. What's up?
We got to put tape on his eyebrow.
Oh, we have to tape you up.
Like a stencil or something?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Basically.
Okay, and then you can watch it, by the way, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/BobbyBoneShow.
Do you know which brow you want it in?
On my left.
Okay.
Yeah, because you don't want to do your right-handed, so why would you do your right bra?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Right, we have a pair of clippers here. Eddie lost his bet last week, so now we have to shave his eyebrow.
Here we go.
You going to do it, Mike? You can do it.
Mike's going to do it?
Yeah, I don't want to be blamed. Who's got the clippers?
What?
Yeah, Mike can do it.
All right, okay.
Oh, is that even? Okay.
No, what do you mean, is it even?
It doesn't look even.
It doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter.
You put tape over his eyebrow. It's kind of a stencil.
Yeah, to block it. I learned it on YouTube.
Last night. Great.
Maybe this morning.
It looks like a...
Eddie, you'll need to pull your headphones off.
Okay.
Because he's got to get underneath
And your hat, probably.
All right, here we go. Mike D, clippers on?
Clippers are on.
And here we go. First line of the shave.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't sound so bad. How's it look?
Here we go. He's getting anything.
Yeah.
I don't think he's getting the
tape. Well, I do have thick eyebrows.
They are pretty thick. No, first line is made.
Which is going to make it more dramatic.
There it is.
All three of them?
Let's see. That's the first one.
Oh, no. Go ahead and rip them all three right, out.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I heard that.
That's a lot. That's a deep one.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
That's probably more in the center of my eyebrow.
Did you tell your wife about this?
Can you write like a Bible verse in there or something? I can.
Which one?
Well, whichever one you
John
want.
John 3:16.
Yeah. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. I can write the whole thing out.
Here goes the third one.
All right.
Oh, God. That one feels like a lot of hair.
Just the line.
All right. Mike D is shaving Eddie's eyebrows. He lost a bet.
Cleaning them up now.
Eddie, when you're done, come on over here. I want to peel that stuff off.
Okay.
This might be a new look for you, Eddie, to where you want to keep it.
Yeah, what if that's like, the thing?
Yeah.
Right.
And then other people start doing it. And yeah. Then next thing you know, Ray walks in with shaved eyebrows.
All right. Come on over, Eddie.
All right. Here you go.
Don't peel them off yet. If you listened to the show last week, Eddie missed two field goals at 35.
I can't tell right now. I don't know.
Yeah, right now it looks like he's been beat up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm peeling off the tape. Is it going to hurt?
Go up. Okay, one. All right. I'll go the other way.
Is it shaved?
Yeah, like that.
Two.
There we
you
go.
You can't really tell.
Oh, we need to do it more. You're not done yet, Eddie. Get back in the barber chair.
Yeah, it's not really.
Boom!
I can tell. It
there
does.
We go.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not bad, huh?
The other one needs a little work.
Yeah, Mike, do a little work on it.
Bobby, you can tell.
Look at me.
Let me see.
Okay, we'll leave it.
What?
Is it good, though?
No, no. It needs more.
Yeah, fix it up a little bit.
It needs a little bit.
Yeah, we need a little more.
A touch up.
Yeah, we got to. But send it in for a cleanup.
Well, now I can appreciate the art of eyebrow decor.
Well, during the break here, we'll work on it a little bit more.
Well, let me see.
You just can't really see it.
Yeah,
anything.
You can't really see it.
Yeah, big old thick eyebrows. Yeah,
you need to make them bigger.
Guys, that kind of looks cool.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're going to play the 60-second showdown coming up in a minute. 60-second showdown. We'll give a caller a chance to win $100 just by answering 10 trivia questions. So we'll do that. And also, let's not forget about this.
Coming up. Tell me something good.
Yeah. There's a celebrity who went out to make sure that underprivileged kids have gifts for Christmas. Amy will tell us who that celebrity is and what they did to help. I'll give you a hint. He helped them pick out the right stuff.
I see what you did there.
Yeah?
Okay.
Eddie, do you know who it is by saying that?
No, I have no idea.
He helped them pick out, quote, the right stuff.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, we'll do it. Coming up and tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Next on the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Bobby Bones, Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show. Yeehaw.
These are things that relationship experts say you should not share with your partner. You can just play along, Amy. Tell me if you do. If you're new to the show, I do not have a partner.
Mm-hmm. But you go to partners counseling.
Yeah, I need it tomorrow.
Oh, good.
I booked it out for like the next 5 weeks or so. No, not tomorrow.
I mean, because
Wednesday.
Your goal.
2 p.m.
Your goal would to be to have a partner.
To be able to talk about this and be like, don't do that. I do that. Yeah. Things not to share. Passwords and devices.
We have that.
You share passwords?
Yeah.
He can get into your Instagram. No problem.
I can barely get into my Instagram, but yeah, he probably could. If I get logged out of something, it's trouble because I can't ever remember what it is.
I've never shared that stuff with anybody I was dating.
Well, he's my husband of 13 years, so
I'm just saying me. I'm not comparing me to you. There's not a competition here.
I didn't think it was a competition.
I'm literally just adding my own input.
Sorry, I thought that you were judging me.
No, I was just adding my own input as if I were being asked. Nail clippers.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, our whole household shares the same set of clippers. You're going to have a designated nail clipper for yourself?
First of all, I don't clip anything. I bite my fingernails, which is disgusting.
Ew,
what about your
that
toenails?
That always shocks me about
well, let
you.
Me no, I don't touch my toenails. I'll tear them off. But
Bobby,
let me tell you about my fingernails. I do this thing where I scrub my hands so much before I bite my fingernails. I will go in and then I'll be like, all right, time for lunch.
By the way.
It's a nervous kind of thing, too, and I'll leave them, but I'll really wash my hands before I do the disgusting thing, which takes down the disgusting about 22%, but still gross.
Okay. Yeah. Even the ripping off the toenails is gross, but okay.
I just don't clip.
Mm-hmm.
I would have clippers. You shouldn't share best friends.
we don't share. I mean, we have the same closest friends, but best friend wise, no, we don't.
Toothbrushes.
No.
Disgusting. I would never share a toothbrush with anyone.
Although we have the exact same one.
So sometimes you don't even know. It's like a mystery.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure that it's happened, but I don't like it.
And bathroom habits. You know, like...
No, he can't handle that. I would share it all, but he cannot handle it.
You would... What do you mean, I'd share it all?
I like to talk about everything, and he can literally cannot handle it. He can't. It's actually...
Would you talk to him while sitting on the toilet?
No. Mm-mm. I would, but he couldn't. It's a big... This is a problem in our relationship. He cannot... I want to talk to him about all the girl stuff, anything that's happening with his body... Stomach issue, anything. I feel like it's something you have to talk about. It's healthy to talk about, and he cannot handle it.
You know, in mine, I'm okay with they're peeing and I'm talking to the door. Mm-hmm. I've just made requests. Hey, anything more than peeing, let's talk about it on the other side. I'm okay with number one. I'm okay with the girl stuff. All that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, not good for me. Right, and my best Bill Cosby. Number two.
Nice reference. So that's fine if you feel that way, but can you talk about the subject? Like,
yeah,
I think that's
normal.
Yeah,
I'm okay with
it.
I'd rather not.
Okay, you just don't want to talk about it at all?
I will. Like, if your stomach, you know, if there's a thing, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I would rather not have a pudding pop or talk about number two. How's that impression?
It's pretty good.
Is that okay?
It's good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right. Now it's getting worse. Now that I'm trying, it's getting worse. Yeah, appreciate you guys hanging out. Bobby Bones Show. I'm on Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones if you want to follow over there. So just thanks for waking up with us and hanging out with us each morning here.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this is super cool. New Jersey police officers teamed up with Donnie Wahlberg, you know, from New Kids on the Block. You
know, the right stuff.
I get it now.
Yeah, thank you.
Baby.
Yeah.
So it's all part of Heroes and Helpers program. And the cool part is, too, do you ever watch Blue Bloods? Mm-hmm. He's a police officer
in
there.
I think most people know him from, like, Blue Bloods or doing, like, Real Today stuff.
Yeah,
and we're remember New Kids on the Block?
I know, but so he's like a police officer on TV teaming up with the police, and then the kids are at Target. Target employees, they all got to shop. The kids got to buy stuff for their families. And I mean, how cool for these kids to be like, they got to not just pick out stuff like for themselves, but for their families, which is super neat. And there was like 110 kids.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
A lot.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby
Bones
Show.
That's right.
Now,
here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on.
Two things are happening right now. One, Eddie's going out to stand on a busy street corner with a sign that says, I am not an athlete. We'll talk to him in a second. He lost a bet, so now he's got to go hold that sign for half an hour. Also, we're going to do the 60-second showdown. Let's take Amy in Virginia, who's on, and she's going to play right now. Amy, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Real good. Have you heard this game before?
I have.
So, are you ever frustrated with the callers where you're like, you're so close, come on, you can do it?
Yeah, but a lot of them are probably already smarter than I am, so.
Well, you get first shot at the categories.
I'm frustrated.
So, you can have Disney movies or U.S. history or science. Now, what's going to happen
Disney movies.
Okay. So, what's going to happen is I have 10 questions here. She has to get all 10 of them right in 60 seconds.
Yep.
And if she does, then I give her $100 of my own money. Now, why of my own money, Amy?
Well,
Amy caller.
Oh, this is going to get confusing.
because the show doesn't give it to you.
That's right. I got to pay for our own games here. I don't know what kind of operation this is here. Okay. Are you ready to play? You have 60 seconds. My advice to you, because I do hope you win, is if you don't know it, pass and come back to it. Just don't waste time.
Sure.
Time is the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know it, move away from it and come back when you have some time to spend on it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Raymond, ready with the clock? 60 seconds. It starts at the end of the first question. The category is Disney movies. Here we go. Who sang Can You Feel the Love Tonight in the original Lion King?
Pass.
In Dumbo, this leading elephant's oversized ears gave him what talent?
Flying.
Correct. What character in Frozen likes warm hugs?
Olaf.
Correct. What Disney princess was in love with Prince Eric?
Ariel.
Correct. What's the name of the monster from Monsters, Inc. that only had one eye?
Mike Wazowski.
Correct. What was the color of Tinkerbell's dress in the Disney movie Peter Pan?
Green.
Correct. What is Aladdin's monkey friend called?
Abu.
Correct. What type of animal is Bullseye from Toy Story?
A horse.
Correct. In The Lion King, what name is given to the baboon?
Rafiki.
Correct.
Oh my gosh.
I'll Make a Man Out of You is a song from what Disney movie?
Pass.
Who's saying Can You Feel the Love Tonight in the original Lion King? Oh, wow. She got there. She got there.
So close.
Even had time to read
the... It wasn't Elton John, was it?
It was Elton John.
It was. Wow.
Yeah. And then, so you would have got that one if you would have just trusted your gut. The one that you did not get is I'll Make a Man Out of You. Think about that context clues here. I'll Make a Man Out of You. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
Mulan.
Probably one of the ones that I've not seen.
It was Mulan.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one.
Yeah. Well, you did great.
So close.
You got 8 out of 10.
Okay.
But you ran the whole category. You know, and I don't often do this, but I'm still going to give you a gift here. We're going to hook you up with a $100 Walmart gift card and a Walmart photo gift. By the way, at Walmart right now,
awesome.
If you want to get a mug or a blanket or there's all kinds of stuff, you can put a picture on it. It's a great gift. Visit Walmart Photo for personalized cards and gifts this holiday season. So I had one of these to give away, so I'm going to give it to you because you played a heck of a game. Did not win, but heck of a game there.
Aw. Thanks, guys.
Anything you would like to say? You have a few minutes here on the show to say whatever you want. What would you like to say?
No, my kids and I just love the show. We listen to it every morning. They actually beg me for radio alarm clocks, and they wake up to you guys every morning. So I just appreciate you guys having a wholesome show that everybody can listen to. So, and all the good stuff that you do is amazing.
Do I like being called wholesome, though?
No.
I don't at all.
Mm-mm.
I think I'm just me.
I know. You guys are real. That's the thing that I love.
Man, wholesome makes me feel like stuff. I'm Sesame Street. And I know that wasn't meant as a compliment.
No,
but
no, you're not Sesame Street.
You have edge. You have edge.
I don't have edge, do I?
Amy, tell him he's
I don't have
so
edge.
Edgy.
This is why I can't get a girlfriend. Everybody's like, look at Wholesome. Who wants to date Mr. Wholesome? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Good girl.
Who wants to date the guy from Reading Rainbow? No.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know, but he hosts Reading Rainbow.
Everybody loves him, though.
I don't know. Yeah, but everybody wants to be everybody wants to be Reading Rainbow's friend.
Reading Rainbow.
Okay, Amy, Merry Christmas. Stay on the phone, okay?
All right.
We're
going to
get
you
your gift. See you later. Bye-bye. Wholesome out.
Bye-bye.
That is confusing when we get another Amy on.
I know. Even when you said Amy just then.
I saw you raise your head up.
Yeah.
Let's go over to see if Eddie's on the hotline. Our video producer, Eddie's on. Eddie.
What?
Where are you?
I'm on the street.
Okay. Are there cars everywhere? Because I don't hear much happening.
There are cars. They're just going by pretty fast.
Oh, well, don't get hit.
No. And I'm right by the road, too. And then I'm by a stop sign, so people are stopping. They're forced to see me. So I'm right here.
Are you by, like, the whip around? Is that where you are?
No. I'm by Vandy. I'm by the university.
Oh, you're right in the middle of traffic.
Yes.
And what does your sign say?
It says, I am not an athlete.
And why are you holding it?
Because I said I could kick field goals, and I didn't.
That's right.
I'm not an athlete.
You're part of the bet that you lost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. There's a lady looking at me right now.
You want to talk to her? Bring her on the show.
Here, let me see. No, she's ignoring me now.
Yeah, because you're not. If you're an athlete, she'd probably talk to you.
I walked right up to her window, and she ignored me.
I'm going to put on Jeremy in Kentucky, who is sitting on the phone, got a question for me. Jeremy, what's happening, dude?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, guys. So I think Eddie's trying to get out of his bet because last week you said he'd have to stand on the corner for an hour with the sign, but today you said a half hour.
Oh, that's probably on me more than him. I feel like 30 minutes is a good enough punishment. Let's see how he's doing.
Okay.
Hold on, Jeremy. It's a good point, though. We'll put Jeremy on hold. Don't hang up on him yet, Raimundo. Let's go to Eddie, who is standing on a street corner with a sign that says, I am not an athlete. Eddie, what would you say the feedback is mostly from you holding the sign up there?
Bones, I think people think I'm protesting athletes for the most part. Some people are giving me thumbs down. I was like, what does that mean? I asked people, like, are you an athlete? They're like, no, we're not athletes. And I'm like, okay, good. I think they think I'm against athletes, which I'm not.
So you're making the statement publicly that you're pro athlete. You're just not an athlete.
Correct.
Mm. And how do you feel about this call that said you should be out there an hour instead of 30 minutes?
I mean, whatever. I think today you said 30 minutes, so we should just stick by that.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I mean, I think he got shaves in his eyebrow.
Yeah.
He's out there for 10 more minutes. Anything else happening out there?
Not much. People just, you know, it seems like people kind of grumpy to go to work today. I know it's, what is it, Monday?
Yeah.
People should lighten up a little bit.
What is it, Monday? Yes, it's Monday.
Monday for you, too.
Monday for all of us. Okay, well, check back in with you in a few minutes, Eddie.
All right, man.
All right, there he is. What is it, Monday? Okay, Jeremy, let me put him back on. Yeah. Are you okay with that? What's happening right now?
Yeah, no, that's great. I always like to keep Eddie honest.
I like that. Hey, by the way, so for calling in and bringing it to my attention, I'm going to give you a $100 Walmart gift card and a Walmart photo gift. How does that sound?
Oh, wow. Awesome. That'd be great. That'll help go towards our tickets to the $1 million show we're coming to.
Oh, you're coming to Nashville. Let me read this, and then don't hang up, Jeremy. I got to say something.
Okay.
We're going to hook you up with a $100 Walmart gift card and a Walmart photo gift. Visit Walmart Photo for personalized cards and gifts this holiday season. Let me say this. We are doing, Eddie and I have a band called The Raging Idiots. We're doing the million dollar show. The name of it comes because the first time we hit $1 million for charity, we celebrated by doing it at the Ryman and doing this show that we're doing. And artists are stopping by to play with us, like Brooks and Dunn and Brett Young and Kane Brown, so many people. What happens is all the tickets, it's sold out in like 3 minutes. But people are now selling the tickets in the secondary market for $600-$700 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy those tickets. I guess unless you're a multimillionaire and that money means nothing to you, just don't buy the tickets. Wait till next year, because the charity's not getting the money and you're being squeezed for a lot of extra money.
Right.
I would say don't buy the tickets. I would recommend if you want to buy them secondary market, wait way closer to the show. I do think the day of, and it's a risk, you can get tickets relatively cheaper. That's all I'm going to say. But Jeremy, you have tickets, right?
We bought tickets, but we did have to pay on the secondary market.
Oh, no!
How much did you pay,
Jeremy?
$150 a ticket.
Oh, okay. I saw some of, like, B-teamers were messaging me saying they saw them for $450.
Yeah, I saw them for
And they're like, teachers,
bucks.
They're like, we just can't afford to do it. I'm like, don't even try to afford to do it.
I had three computers and my phone all up in like 30 seconds, and there's like, boom, they were only singles.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody posted, Bobby must have been in charge of the ticket prices for the original, I think, because they were
$69. Yeah.
Well, we've been to every show, and we definitely couldn't miss it again this year, so it's a great cause.
Well, Jeremy, appreciate you, and I guess we'll see a $1 million show in January.
Look forward to it.
All right, bud. See you later. Don't hang up on him, Ray. I got to get him his info. He won the Walmart stuff. Let's open up the mailbag, and you guys send me a lot of emails, and I appreciate that so much. Let's do it.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning. I was looking for some advice from your show. My 12-year-old regularly plays video games for 4 to 5 hours a day. He's a good kid. Keeps up with the schoolwork. Doesn't get into trouble. However, he spends most of his free time locked away in his bedroom playing video games. I'm concerned that it may be unhealthy if he doesn't develop a social life because of it. He does have a small group of friends, but he chooses video games over hanging out with them. I'm considering limiting him to 1 hour a day. Is this too strict? Is it right to limit him so he spends more time with his friends? From Vicky. Okay. I'd say this. I think you're missing, and I think this is older generations, including our generation, because now we're in our 30s and Eddie's 40. But social time is when you have the headset on talking with your friends, playing a video game.
Oh, is? Okay.
Yeah. That's it's very social. And so not hanging out with his friends, short, whether they're not playing in the sandbox, you got to give this kid a break.
What?
If he's, hold on. This is my advice here.
Okay.
Let's not be old fogey, Amy. You're thinking about it.
I'm not being old fogey.
If he's playing video games 4 to 5 hours a day, but he's also keeping up with his schoolwork and he's not getting in trouble, that's fantastic. He's also being social with his friends on the headset. Like, what do you want him to do? Go for a hike that he doesn't want to do anyway and be miserable? I say, as long as everything else is in line, let him play video games to his little heart's content. He has hours of the day where he gets to pick what he wants to do. If he's keeping up with everything else, free time should be his time. He's 12. That's older. That's decision-making time. Amy, go ahead.
Okay, I don't know the exact limit on screen time for 12-year-olds, but I know that there's research out there that that much screen time probably isn't the healthiest. I mean, they say that for all of us.
What about the screen time on your phone that you spend?
They say that for all of us, including myself. And also, I'm 38. I'm not 12. And I don't have a mom that can tell me what to do and have my best interests for me.
But I think best interests are different today than they were when we were kids. Best interest now can be if he's being a good kid and he's going to play video games anyway. You don't know how to hide. He's also, that is social time.
I think he still should be allowed. I mean, regardless of the social implications, like, yes, if you're saying he's interacting with friends, fine. But there could be something where you're like just in your room playing video games all day. That can be harmful to some of your social skills, maybe. But the screen time is what I'm talking about. I just see headlines. I'm not a doctor, but you could probably talk to your pediatrician or something about.
He's 12, a pediatrician?
My daughter's 12. She goes to a pediatrician.
When I was 12, I was working, mowing yards full-time, having to pay the bills.
Okay, but Bobby, that's not every 12-year-old.
Should be.
Clearly not him because he gets to sit in his room for 4 to 5 hours a day playing video games. Or was it 5 to 6?
It's 4 to 5, hater.
I'm not a hater. I think, no, the mom is asking for our genuine advice. Mm. And my advice would be that's too much screen time. If it's TV, video games, phone, like that's too much time. So I would see what your doctor recommends and I would put it at that and explain to your child that's why. And you have their best interest. Still play the video games.
If you were 8 hours, I would say that's an issue. Four hours is nothing. You're going to be watching TV that long.
Where do they even find 4 hours? Kids should be sleeping 11. They go to school like 8 hours.
Oh my goodness.
Kids, are you kidding?
Meemaw, come on. 4 hours is nothing for kids to play video games. It's nothing. I think that's actually a good limit to set. Instead of 5 hours, set it at 4. It's very social. He's going to want to do it anyway.
How do you know he's playing the game where you have the...
I don't know.
Say?
You don't know.
Right. He could just be playing a one-on-one.
No,
when it's not
kids,
social.
Kids are playing video games with headsets on.
Mm. Okay.
Listen, I think you got a great kid. He's doing his schoolwork. He's not getting in trouble. That's great. You want him to get in trouble? Tell him he can't play video games and go make him find something else to do.
I'm not saying her kid is not great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he's awesome and she should keep that up, like encourage him and say positive things to him. But that much screen time, I think, could be harmful.
I'm on my phone 7 hours a day.
And I think it's a little harmful.
Do I need to go to my pediatrician?
No, in your case, because you're almost 40, you should go to your doctor.
But he's also 12. That's like when you're starting to be seventh grade. Like, you're starting to make your own decisions.
I feel like you definitely had to grow up faster than a lot of people.
I'm not talking about me.
No, you kind of are.
I'm sticking up for this 12-year-old dude. Any kid that's getting his school done is being good. You want to play video games for 4 hours? Have at it, kid. Let her rip. You can even play the dirty ones.
Oh, my gosh.
You can be murdering people and doing all kinds of stuff.
Maybe instead of saying, hey, you can't play the video games for this long, she, like, finds other things for him to maybe
do. Can you imagine if your mom is like, we're going to basket weave today at 7 to 9.
Oh, so you're going straight weaving? Like,
oh,
what?
You're out of touch.
You can't even give me, like, I don't know, checkers? You go straight.
Checkers? That's where you go? Checkers?
Well, you went basket weaving.
Oh,
I mean,
what happened
to a good old fun game of Twister or something?
Okay. Let's put Eddie up real quick. Eddie's on the street right now.
Baseball.
Hey, but with who? All his friends are playing video games. Eddie, are you listening to this?
What's that?
Are you listening to this nonsense?
I'm listening, man. You couldn't hear two huge different opinions at one time right now.
Yeah, well, what do you think, Dad?
He's 12. He wants to play video games for 4 hours, but he's getting all his schoolwork done. Go ahead.
The one thing I noticed that she said was really important is that he's locked away in his room for 4 hours.
But that's
I don't
what
like
all
that at
parents
all.
Think. If you're just in your room, people think you're locked away. When I would go and just read books, I was locked away in my room for 5-6 hours. I can't believe, what's Bobby doing in there? What?
Look, Bones, he's 12 years old. You're only going to have your kid at home for a few more years. You want that family time. You don't want him locked away.
Yeah, Eddie, I'm so with you right now. Bobby, we can't blame Bobby, Eddie, because of all of this is from the way he grew, circumstances that he grew up in, and he is projecting them now onto this scenario.
The kid's being good. Yeah. Let him play video games.
Yeah. And he should read. Read a book. You are pro reading. Like, have him read a book. And he can read a book a day.
All right.
4 to 5 hours.
You guys can call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77-BOBBY. We put Eddie on. He's on the street finishing off his bed. He's been out there for 34 minutes. Eddie? You have been holding your sign. This is, I am not an athlete. Go ahead. What do you take from this?
I have. Well, you know what, too? I've been talking to people that have been walking by me, and I'm asking them if they're athletes, and I'm telling you, 90% of them said no. So I don't feel that bad. Whatever. There's a lot of us that aren't athletes.
There you go. And he lost a bet. He missed two field goals at over 50 or 35 yards, and he had to pay his bet. All right, you can come back, Eddie.
All right, thanks, Bones.
All right, there you go. And we'll take some calls, too, on the topic of four hours is nothing for kids play video
games. That is a lot.
Maybe for a seven-year-old. A 12-year-old, have at it, kid.
Okay, so this 12-year-old might as well just go live on his own. Doesn't even need his parents. Get a job, support himself, quit school.
Good. Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're acting like. Yeah. 12 is a full-time adult.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll come back in a second. Thank you. Got an email that's like, hey, my kid's playing video games 4 hours a day, but he's also getting all his schoolwork done and he's good. And should I make him play less video games? And I say, no, 4 hours is nothing to kids these days. And Amy says, yeah, you should make him go churn butter or something like that.
No, wow. That's not what
blown
I said.
Blown away by that.
But it's way too much time if you ask me.
Patricia in Arkansas. Patricia, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. What would you like to say?
I would like to say that playing video games is not a horrible thing.
You're cutting out a little bit. Playing video games is what?
That is a horrible thing.
You don't think it's a horrible thing. Okay.
No. My 21-year-old, he was all over video games his whole childhood. He still plays video games. But he is also in the Army National Guard now, and he is in a training thing right now for 2 weeks to do drone training. So it does help with your hand-eye coordination. Yes, get them involved in other activities that they want to be involved with. But don't just start taking things away.
Well, Amy thinks they should.
Well, what about,
no.
I mean, what, so was your son legit playing 4 to 5 hours of video games a day? And between school and homework and sleep?
Well, it really depends on what, in the evenings, he had chores because we live out. So he had feed the animals and help with the dishes and yada yada. So he didn't get 4 hours Monday through Friday. But Saturdays, that was his day.
Okay.
He got to play if he had his stuff done. And he was a straight-A student. He had his friends. He was social in his comfort zone because he was in band and choir, ROTC, stuff like that. So you don't want to just force things on kids because then they're going to reject. But let them develop as their personal self.
Yeah, I would say if he has everything done, that time in the evening's his time. Whatever he wants to do.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe he wants to go build a sundial and go out and...
Oh, well... Actually, getting to play video games saved my son from being sick 1 year because my daughter came home with mono, okay, from visiting with her dad, going on a youth trip. She came home with mono. Everybody else in the house got the flu because of it, and he was the only one that didn't because he was one of those, don't drink after me, I'm in my room playing my video games, don't touch my stuff, wash your hands.
There it is.
Okay.
Well, Patricia, appreciate that call. Hope you have a great Monday.
Thank you so much. And hello to everybody, and I love your morning show.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go over to Tiffany in Massachusetts. We'll do one more call here. Tiffany, you're on the show.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening?
Hello. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I would say I agree with Patricia. I have a 9-year-old son. He's very into video games, but he's also very good at his schoolwork. He makes sure he does his homework when he gets home, and it's depends on each kid. They're all different. And like she said, you have to let them develop their own personalities and the things that they like. You cannot force kids to do things they don't want to do. It's not going to work.
No, but I'm not trying to take... I don't want to be put in a hole of a box of trying to take the video games away because that's what they love. I absolutely am pro doing what they're good at, what they love, what they enjoy. But how do you feel about 4 to 5 hours a day in front of a screen?
I gotta say, I was one of those where I was like, God, I don't think this is good, but I kind of took a step back and I watched him. I watched the video games he was playing, the things he was doing. He plays a lot of Minecraft, a lot of strategic things, kind of where you have to think about things and you have to come up with a plan and things like that. So it's not
like a total zone out where he's just, you know, hopping from cube to cube. You know, he's kind of building things and using like an eye-hand coordination, like how the other caller had said. It all depends. And lately, he's actually taken a step back on his own and started doing other things. So you kind of got to keep an eye on it.
4 hours of screen time is nothing, by the way. If you're not putting in 8 or 9, who cares?
I guess I'm just trying to figure out where the 4 to 5 hours comes from. If they're doing school and sleeping and getting some sort of family time.
But what does family time even mean?
I know that that's subjective. I know that's subjective. But you don't force. You don't have to force.
You're going to make them. You're getting 1 hour of family time, son. Sit there and take it.
No, that's not what I hate that you think that's what family time looks like. That makes me.
If he wants to play video games and you're peeling him off video games to do family time, that's what that feels like to a 12-year-old.
Okay, I don't want you to think that I've got this family time thing because I grew up having it either. I didn't have family time.
It has nothing to do with that. I don't think.
Wait, why are you getting so defensive of this?
I'm fighting for this 12-year-old's life here.
No.
And 4 hours is nothing for video games. I just think you're older and you're not. You don't know what kids are doing with video games these days. I don't think that's anything.
I would say 4 hours of, unless, I mean, anything, 4 hours of one thing a day would be a lot.
Well, I'm going to fight for the 12-year-old. Nobody else is. I got you, kid.
Okay.
I got your back. I'm fighting for you
here. He definitely has your back, like a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Very passionate.
If anybody that gets their school, gets everything else done, you're good by me. You do your schoolwork, you're a good kid. Man, that's so hard to get a kid to be good. And if what he wants to do in his free time is play video games, be a good part of the community, and then your free time, do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I fall. Do 5 hours. Do 6 hours of video games. That's what I say.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up.
Okay.
Turn it up.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I mean, there was a story that came out over the weekend. This NFL reporter was talking about how she caught her ex cheating because of a Fitbit.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. Where they could keep track of where each other was because of the Fitbit. And then all of a sudden, there was one place when he was on count of four, he had a bunch of fitness activity happening at like 4 a.m. when she wasn't with her.
Yeah. So I saw his heart rate would go up at 4 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What an idiot. First of all.
Yeah. Like, how did
cheat? But okay. Humans cheat. Not for me, but okay. But if you're wearing a Fitbit and you know that you're being tracked and the other person can see your data.
Yeah, they must be synced up because lots of times you like to have that friendly competition.
That's what was happening with
them. Yeah, so it's like, hey, you know.
She and her ex would motivate each other's workouts by mutually tracking their activity meters. Mm. Then she noticed an unusual bump in his heart rate in the middle of the night at 4 a.m. An ex-boyfriend once got me a Fitbit for Christmas. I loved it. We synced up. Didn't hate it until he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m. and his physical activity levels were spiking. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy, but like we would never... When would you ever think that would be the way you're going to get caught?
I wouldn't wear it if I were cheating. Cheaters are so dumb. You got to be smarter than that. Anyway, I saw that. Thought it was
pretty funny.
That's up. That's what's up today. Amy, what's going on with you?
My dad has a doctor's appointment today, so I'll probably handle that. And then, I think I have lashes today. Thank goodness.
Oh, thank goodness.
I know.
We were all gossiping.
I'm sure you can tell.
Yeah, we were like, Amy's lashes are garbage.
What is wrong with her lashes? Yeah. She looks so awful today.
We really weren't.
No, I don't. And then just probably just be with the kids. Do, I don't know, maybe. We're figuring out more about their school today. That's what we have. They're going to be shadowing a different school tomorrow. So I have to make sure that they have their outfits.
Does the school know that they're going to be there?
The shadowing?
Yeah.
Yeah. They set it up, but they have to wear like a very specific thing, and I don't think we have it. So it's like, I don't know. I got to go find them proper clothes because they just wear like Pimp and Joy t-shirts to school every day as it is now, and they can't do that. So I don't know. What about you?
Well, on the work front, Russell Dickerson and Kaylee Dickerson are coming over to do a Bobbycast.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Together.
Did you see she surprised him on the road? They're the cutest couple.
Well, so Russell Dickerson has a song, Every little thing. Yeah.
About your love.
Thank you. And his wife, who I know, as well as I know him, too, this song here. She's like running that organ. It's like...
Yeah, his camp.
It's like Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
It's like Russell Dickerson and Kate. So I was like, you guys should just both come over. And so I'm going to have them both over. And yeah, we'll put that up probably tonight.
Mm-hmm.
As long as my allergies don't get worse. But yeah, and so that's happening tonight. We announced also today that Eddie and I will be in D.C. and Virginia Beach. Tickets to that go on sale Friday. That show's coming up in January, though.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to get them, I'd get them quick Friday. I think that's it. I'm going to go work out. I'm trying to get back. I put on about 4 or 5 pounds over the past week and a half of just being gone and shooting all those long American Idol days.
I do not see it.
Well, you would if I took my shirt off and had you pinch my belly fat.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got to get, I just got to go to the gym and get all that going. Thank you, guys. We will see you. Anything else I should mention before we go? Check out the whole podcast because we drew for our Christmas gifts who we have to buy for in Blue Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new Raging Idiot song, by the way. We put out a Christmas song called Elf on the Shelf. Check that out.
It's really funny.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Get your bones on. Get your Bobby bones on. Bobby.